On October 15, candles are lit at 7 p.m. around the world, creating a continuous chain of light spanning the globe for a 24-hour period, in honor of Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. Individuals taking part in the International Wave of Light are asked to leave the candles in their time zone burning for at least an hour. In municipalities, bridges, towers, and other buildings are illuminated with pink, blue, or purple in honor of the babies that passed away during pregnancy and infancy. For the last 5 years in Newmarket, an event has been held to gather those who have dealt with this loss. The organization behind it will be hosting its first flag raising in Bradford this week. One in every four pregnancies ends in a stillbirth or a miscarriage, which is a shocking thing to absorb, said Liz Moore, co-chair of the Wave of Light in Newmarket. There's a lack of support available to families, and so many people experience what they describe as a silent grief. If your grandparent or friend dies, you talk about it, but nobody talks about this. It's almost like a hidden shame. On October 15, at 7 p.m. the Davis Drive Bridge, Fred Lundy Bridge, and Regional Municipality of York Clock Towers are lit to create awareness of the Wave of Light and Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. It helps bring awareness and honor families who have been through this, said Moore. We now hold a service in Newmarket for families who are grieving. Last year a woman came, and she had lost her baby 35 years ago, and she started crying when she saw it in the newspaper because, for 35 years, she had carried that grief and hoped and prayed there would be an opportunity, and said she couldn't believe when she read about it. The service begins at 7 p.m. at Riverwalk Commons October 15 and includes music, poems, and ends with sending paper lanterns to float with the lost baby's names written on them. It's a moving tribute for families, said Moore. With Southlake Regional Health Center serving both Newmarket and Bradford, Moore began talks pre-COVID-19 with the town on bringing a similar service to Bradford. The flag raising was suggested in the meantime, said Moore. It's very early stages for Bradford, and this is to raise awareness in the town of Bradford. Learn more about the Wave of Light and the upcoming ceremony here.